This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the number, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and you can get it all for free, including archives, months worth of the show. We give them all away to you. Front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. And we are kicking off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Alrighty, so we got lots to talk about tonight. On the way, a cop kills a woman over prescription medication.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is pretty outrageous story. We'll tell you about that. Minimum wage, we could talk about that, or whatever is on your mind, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. Got a couple emails, well, more than a couple, but I don't know how many we'll get to. One of them about, are libertarians anarchists? Well, we'll see about that. And, of course, the big news of the day, I think all three of us probably came across this story.
Yeah.
And this is one of those stories, and we'll let you handle it, Jason.
Sounds good.
This is one of those stories that it's kind of, it'd be kind of funny if it weren't about our freedoms.
No, as a matter of fact, I think outlines our greatest challenge.
Yes, absolutely. What's going on?
Well, Americans, it seems, know more about The Simpsons than they do about the First Amendment.
No, I'm sure that's true.
Well, only one in four Americans can name more than one of the five freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Quick, man, which name the five freedoms
in the First Amendment? Holy crap.
I tried
press,
to do it earlier and I got
religion,
four.
There's the right to demand a petition to the government.
Mm-hmm. For redress of grievances.
Redress of grievances. Press.
No, nope, you already hit press.
I hit press. Press. speech.
Right. One more. That's the one I stumbled on.
Peaceably assemble.
Assembly.
Peaceably assemble. Yeah. Gosh darn it.
That's the one that I blew it on.
Well, better than most.
Yeah. Most people have a tough time. What was it that one-fourth could only name one? What was
One in four could name one out of five.
In all fairness, like if you get caught by somebody who's, you know, taking a poll on the street, you're a little dumber than you normally are because it's just the setting.
Right.
So if somebody called in and asked on the show, or, you know, I was asked in front of Ian, I'm sitting in a place where I'd normally talk about rights and I read the Constitution out loud.
Yeah, but most people don't ever normally talk about rights, nor do they have a place that they go to normally talk about rights.
No, three out of four Americans don't know one of the rights guaranteed in the First Amendment.
This was a telephone survey, by the way.
Oh, yes.
So they were all usually probably at home in a comfortable environment.
Right, but more than half the people surveyed can name at least two members of the Simpson family. How ridiculous.
Sad.
Well, the study was put on by the McCormick Tribune Freedom Museum. Found that 22% of Americans could name all five Simpsons members.
And why? The McCormick Freedom Museum? So we have to have a museum now? It's already time to dedicate a museum to freedom?
Yes.
Apparently we've lost them, yeah. So we might as well have them in a museum.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, 1 in 1,000 people could name all five rights guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Wow.
1 in 1,000.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. Well, the survey found much more than that. They found that people could name the three judges on American Idol. They could name...
Hold on. There's Simon Cowell, and I know this because I got stumped on it once.
Okay.
There's the dancing gal.
Paula Abdul.
And there's the black guy that lost a lot of weight.
Melvin.
Yeah. I don't know.
Arthur's name.
I don't watch any TV, but I knew Paula Abdul was on the show.
Right. Well, here's the most telling part of the survey. About 1 in 5 people thought the right to own a pet was protected by the First Amendment.
1 in 5?
1 in 5.
These 20%. People weren't... Now, I understand you answer the questions quickly. Is 1 in 5... Does the First Amendment protect your right to own a pet? I understand they have to answer it quickly, but if you think about it, you don't have a right to own a pet.
No, you don't.
No, I mean, you have a right to, if you own your property, to put a pet on it, but a city could say, no pets. None. Or if you live in an apartment complex, they can certainly say pets without a security deposit, or worse, no pets at all.
Well, okay, yeah, you don't have a right to own a pet, but nor is there any sort of prohibition by the Constitution that you cannot own pets.
No, certainly not.
Because the Constitution is a set of rules for the government, not for the
people. And it does say that the rights should not be limited to those rights. Right. It's just that, you know, that those are the rights that they're putting forth.
And I don't think, even though a city could say no pets, I think it'd have a tough time defending that in court.
Well,
although
pets are an integral part of American life.
I don't think
that you would have much luck. A jury of your peers would not really go for that.
1,000 people would say sick 'em in unison.
Exactly. So this is pretty sad. We've talked about stories like this in the past with other surveys of Americans. And my favorite one was the one that asked Americans if Karl Marx's famous phrase appeared in the Constitution.
Yeah. From each according to his ability to each according to his need.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the Constitution.
Spock said it too.
I don't remember what the percentage was that said that they thought it was in there, but I believe it was a majority, was it not?
It was a majority.
Yeah. People just are totally clueless in America. And some of the comments in these articles, one of the guys, I guess the director of the museum, you know, saying we've got our work cut out for us, and
no kidding.
He's absolutely right. Man, no wonder it's so easy for the U.S. government to take away freedoms on a day-to-day basis. People don't know what's going on. They don't. Not only do they not pay attention to what's happening, but they wouldn't be able to relate it to what's supposed to be happening. They don't know what the Constitution's about. So therefore, I mean, if you went to them and you asked them, is the Constitution important? They'd say, yeah.
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 Why?
Because it guarantees freedom. They would know enough that there's something in there about freedom, because they want to have freedom, they think. But then...
Sounds like a good word.
They don't understand that freedom
That's
has
how we can
to
bring freedom to Iraq and keep it locked down in a military state like we do.
They don't know, what they don't understand is that freedom has to be defended. Freedom has to be vigilantly defended.
I think freedom has become synonymous with democratic elections.
That's what the government certainly wants you to think.
It's practically true.
Yeah.
I mean, if 80% of Americans can't name more than one right protected by the First Amendment.
Right. And we didn't even talk about this. I wonder if they asked questions about the Second Amendment. All this was about was the First Amendment.
The easiest one.
Right. So very disturbing. Your thoughts on this? 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. How do we go about reversing this mass ignorance that we have in this culture, in this country? I mean, it's all the government's fault. It's our fault for allowing the government to do these things over generations, allowing the government to take control of the educational aspects of this country, because that's where this begins and ends. And that's where this ignorance starts, is the fact that our government just doesn't bother to teach people about what the Bill of Rights is and about the Constitution at all.
Yeah. I mean, for as much as we illustrate the misdoings of crooked politicians and bad cops and whatnot, I mean, these guys are clearly a problem. But the real problem is just the total abject apathy of the American people towards it all.
Ignorance. Just
yeah.
Total wholesale ignorance.
Total and complete ignorance. And how we can go about fixing this, how this can be solved, it's going to take a multimedia outreach project. I mean, it's not just something. Free Talk Live certainly cannot save America. We might be able to rescue a few people here and there. I think that we need to have John Stossel or something on ABC News do an hour-long special about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and, you know, what's really in there. And what it was they didn't teach you in school. Otherwise, how's this information going to get out? No, nobody's talking about this. This isn't popular culture. Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears, they're not talking about this, so who's listening? More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. You'll find that the wiki has been created entirely by our listeners. We set it up. You guys added all of the content. In fact, it's continuing to grow. It will keep growing and keep being modified because anybody can go in and change it. That's the idea behind the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so the question still stands. We were just reporting on this study that was done. They did a telephone survey of 1,000 adults in America and discovered that Americans know their Simpsons characters a whole lot better than they know the freedoms granted to them, or not granted to them, but the freedoms enshrined in the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment. They know the Simpsons better than they know their own freedoms. So, pretty sad statistics. If you've got comments on how this trend could possibly be reversed, how we can begin to work on this, we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231, or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to the phones, like Barry in Georgia. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good,
Barry.
I have sort of a personal problem I thought you guys might be able to help me with.
Maybe so. What's up?
My wife is afraid I'm going to go deaf from listening to my iPod too long during a day.
Well, now, wait. Are you listening too long or too loud?
Too long. I listen about 8 to 12 hours a day at work.
Mm.
Do you have the headphones that are, like, airtight?
I've tried a set of those, but they actually went out on me. They were about $25, so then after that, I just went with a cheap set.
Mm. So, what do you got, buds then?
Right.
If you're not listening to it too loud, it shouldn't be a problem. Headphones are dangerous. There's no doubt about it. Regular headphones, especially ones that cut off the air. I think the buds are the best choice of what you can use, unless you have something that sort of sets on your ear, like they give out in the airlines. It happens to be what I use. But, the worst ones are the little buds that fit in and... They have the little rubber deals in there, and they cut off the air completely.
I got to say, it's a legitimate concern on her part, and why I'm saying that is because a lot of old disc jockeys, for instance, are almost completely deaf.
What?
Yeah. a lot of old music DJs are, in their old age, they have a tough time hearing things. But I think one of the reasons is I don't know if the reason is because they've always been listening to things for a living. I think the reason is when you're a disc jockey, when you're young, you turn up the music, you know.
Crank it up.
All
right, Freebird.
As long as you don't notice over time, perhaps say next year or a year later, that you have to keep turning up the volume in order to get to a comfortable listening level, I think you're fine. If you've got an iPod or you've got some sort of an MP3 playing device, usually when you press the volume button, there's some sort of a digital readout of exactly where your volume level is.
Right.
So you
have an iPod shuffle.
Yeah. Right. So your volume level might always be at, say, number 30. And if you notice that at 2 years down the line, the volume level's at 35 all the time, well, then your wife might actually have a legitimate complaint. But if 2 years down the line, you're still listening at volume level 30, for instance, then you know that there's no damage going on. So just take care to not turn it up too loud. I think that's all you need to do. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's great. I just want to keep listening to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Very good, Barry. We're glad you're out there. Thanks for listening, man. 800-259-9231. Serious considerations,
yep.
Man.
And those airtight headphones give the best sound. They also are tough on your eardrums.
I bet they are.
Yeah, I used to have those little buds that came with the Nintendo Game Boy back mm-hmm. 10 or so years ago. And I had those, plugged those into my CD player, and I would crank up Metallica as loud as it would go and just destroy my ears.
Oof, it's rough.
Yeah, no longer.
I mean, at least you're not going to concerts, you know? I mean, at least you're not working around jet airplanes.
Concerts are bad, you know?
Yeah.
Kids go there and sit in those big old speakers that are mm-hmm. cranked up as far as they'll go. Good Lord.
I remember I was at this one Megadeth show a while back. And
would have had to have been.
This guy, this crazy guy, threw his shirt up on the stage or something like that. And Dave Mustaine, the lead singer, he picked up the shirt. He said, "Is this yours, man?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, I want to get up on stage." And so Dave let him climb up in front of the speakers. He let him stay right in front of this stack of speakers.
Jeez.
And this man stood there in front, literally 6 inches away from the drivers, and
good
was
Lord.
Just banging his head and being a silly metalhead. But it was just amazing.
It's got to rattle your organs. I
yeah,
mean,
it really...
Especially at a Megadeth concert, no less.
Yeah, there's some major bass going on there. All right, so you take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Let's get an update from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, as you may know, Kat and Russell Canning and Kat Dillon were in court today. Yeah, because of their decision to refuse to go into a free speech zone. I got arrested last month.
That's right. What happened?
And they went into court today and pled not guilty.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
When's the official court date?
Trial will be on April 19th at 8:15 a.m.
So are they going to have a jury trial?
I don't know if it's a jury trial or not, but I would assume so. I can't be a trial without a jury, can it?
Well, yeah, it can. I don't know what the rules are up there in New Hampshire, but you should probably check around because some trials are just in front of the judge. Mm. And unless you demand a jury trial, they won't give one to you.
Mm.
So even though you have a right to a trial by jury in the United States, that doesn't mean they give you that right off the bat. You actually have to demand it.
Mm.
So definitely something worth looking into, because if you're just being tried in front of a judge, then that's not quite the same, is it?
Correct. Yeah.
Anything else going on, Dave?
No, just wanted to let you know that that happened today, and there were supporters there for them inside and outside the courtroom.
Yeah, how many people turned out? What was the
situation like? I don't know what the turnout was. I wasn't there myself.
Tisk, tisk. What, did you have to work or something?
Well, everybody can do something to help them. I helped them by calling Free Talk Live, and I've posted information about what they did to about 20 different web forums.
I'm just playing with you.
That's my way of helping.
You're a great activist, Dave. We appreciate hearing from you, man. Now, Manwich has a question.
Dave, just to sort of be the voice of the average American here, what would... A free speech zone might make some sense if, say, the sidewalk was being blocked by a bunch of protesters and it was difficult to, you know, for the orderly progression of pedestrians to go by about their daily business. I mean, is there would it make sense then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I know is what happened in this particular circumstance is that they were standing on a public street corner. Other people were standing around waiting for a bus. They were taken out of the picture simply because they had signs.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
It was not a secure area. Now, if you get in the hypotheticals where you've got a secured area and they're totally crashing the president's space or something like that, maybe that's a different issue. But I would just take that case by case.
Good answer, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. We got an email from somebody that actually had a friend who was helping out with the cleanup efforts in New Orleans, and we'll talk about the harassment that he received at the hands of the local police department there. That's on the way. Oh, and speaking of police, we got a story for you about a cop that shot and killed a woman over prescription medications. There's no excuse for this behavior. We'll tell you more about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal-Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal-Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, and then you got something about the Patriot Act, man. So we got a whole boatload of stuff to talk about tonight. This one from Cliff. He emails in at ftl@freetalklive.com. Says he was talking to an old buddy of his. His old friend is over 60 years old, and he still works as a water and dump truck driver at construction sites, and considers him a good friend. Worked hard all of his life. Has a bad back, spots of cancer. Veteran of North Korea. I believe he says, or Vietnam, one or the other. He's a veteran. I asked him what he was up to, and he told me that he went down to help the victims of Katrina. Since he was from New Orleans, he decided to go down there with his CDL license, that's commercial driver's license, and his dump truck to help out.
Sounds like they could use him.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he told me how it was. He said it was the worst thing that he had ever seen. He told me houses and cars, as well as dead bodies, were just scattered miles. I asked him what the biggest problem in his five-month volunteer efforts was. It's amazing. In everything that he saw and did, he told me that the biggest problem that he experienced was the police pulling out-of-state trucks over for littering. He told me that he and others from other states were taking debris from battered buildings to designated dump sites. They had tarps and covers while driving on the highways, but cops would still pull them over and write tickets. Now, if you've ever been behind a dump truck on the if you've ever been behind a dump truck with a tarp over it, you know that still the wind gets under it, and
yep.
You know, little pebbles will come out, and little things will fly out and land on the road. Likely, that's what was going on here. So, the cops would pull them over and write them tickets. He told me that he and his friends got dozens and dozens of tickets from the cops in New Orleans at $280 apiece.
Did they have to pay them?
Well, we'll get to that part. Even though they drove through areas with broken houses and cars and trash all over, they still got pulled over by the police for littering. They even got pulled over in what looked like a dump zone. He even said that on the way back from dumping, it would be raining and he had paper stuck to his truck bed because it was damp, and the cops would still lie, and they would say that paper was littering the highway from his truck. He surmised that the cops just didn't like the fact that people were making money from out of state. He would always tell the cops that he was just trying to help, and that he was from New Orleans, and that he wasn't there for the money, but that didn't stop them from writing the tickets and cussing him out. He was really freaked out by the whole thing, and I don't blame him. Oh, and he says on a side note, the cops weren't generating any revenue from the littering fines because the feds ripped them up. So apparently, when they got to their destination of where they were supposed to dump the stuff, they handed them the fines and the feds.
That should be interesting, though. If the feds ripped them up, I mean, just ripping up a ticket doesn't make it go away.
I don't know. I mean, that's what he says. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means there was some sort of process that was involved. But nonetheless, it doesn't sound like he went ahead and paid those tickets.
It doesn't sound like it either. No.
Interesting story there.
That's
so
a real shame.
The biggest problem is the cops. The biggest impediment to this man helping out after the hurricane was the cops and their greedy selves wanting $280 for littering fines.
You know, it's amazing. They're going into the city. They're getting trash from home sites and just and clearing out the city, and they're giving them tickets for a little bit of debris that flies out onto the road. Now, I can understand why you need the roadways clear and all that, but it seems like if people are helping, you want to do whatever you can to have them help. And if they make money from helping, it only means they can help more.
That's right.
I mean, making money isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I don't understand. I mean, maybe the cops are just jealous. They figure that they can get a piece of that action by writing enough tickets or something.
It also looks as if they tried to pick out the most ridiculous ticket they could write. Littering.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, the way it looks now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you thought that was bad, well, get this.
And I do.
The Ahwatukee Foothills News, Doug Murphy writes, criticizing the jury as cowardly, Colby Nelson said he was stunned by the panel's decision to acquit a former police officer of all charges in the shooting death of his wife. He says, I was shocked. I felt betrayed by the jury. They had a duty to do, and they didn't do it. 3 days earlier, a jury acquitted 39-year-old Daniel Lovelace of the second-degree murder and endangerment charges filed in the death of his wife, of Colby's wife, Dawn Ray Nelson, age 36. Now, why was this woman shot?
That's my question.
Well, she was shot and killed on October 11th, 2002, near the pharmacy drive-thru lane of a Chandler Walgreens. She was trying to get some prescription medications. Now, as it turned out, she was trying to fill a fake prescription.
Okay.
So she was committing a crime.
Okay.
It's a pretty lightweight crime. It's just, there's no violence involved here. It's just,
there's no weapon drawn.
Right. She's just trying to fake somebody out and get herself some oxycodone or something like that. Well, apparently, I'm not sure. This article doesn't really go through the actual. By the numbers of the case.
It sounds like Judge Dredd. You've been sentenced, citizen, and the sentence is death.
I'm the law.
Before the judge impaneled the jury, Nelson thought the testimony of witnesses at the scene would have convicted the cop. Five witnesses reported seeing Lovelace, the cop, at the rear of Dawn's car, or running to catch up with her. But no one testified about seeing Lovelace in front of Dawn's car as she disobeyed the officer's orders and began to drive away. Essentially, the officer's claim was that he was in front of her car, ordering her to stop, and she continued forward, threatening his life. Therefore, he pulled his weapon and fired on her, because he felt like he was that she was going to run him down.
Right.
But five witnesses said that he was behind the car and not in front of it. And one thing I looked for in the article here, and it doesn't say, is where she was hit. Was she hit in the back of the head by the bullet? Was she hit in the front? I mean,
It seems that would be a little important.
Yeah, the article doesn't mention that.
It sounds like, if all the witnesses saw it, then you would think that if she was hit in the front, then that would be, you know, contrary to the story, so they'd mention it.
Right, you would think. But no, there's no mention of that. And five witnesses said that, you know, they gave their witness testimony, and the jury still came back and acquitted this guy. But either way, let's pretend like he was standing in front of the car, and all five of those people are wrong, and that she took a bullet right in the center of the head. And he shot her good and dead for trying to run him over. Do you really think, that was an appropriate thing to do?
I think that I think if somebody's trying to run you over the car, you can shoot them.
She was in a drive-through lane at the Walgreens. What it sounds like to me is that she tried to pass a fake prescription. Walgreens says, oh, yeah, we'll fill this, hang on. And then they called the cops and said, well, we got somebody here with a fake prescription. The cops showed up. Who knows what he said to her, asked her to do something. She decided that she was going to go ahead and drive away. If you're in front of somebody's car and they start moving forward, you're
not really endangered.
Your first response, I mean, unless you're literally right in front of the car, if you're right in front of the car, you're going to have your legs cracked right then, because you're not going to be able to get out of the way quick enough. But presuming he wasn't right in front of the car, he certainly wouldn't have had time. He couldn't have possibly been right in front of the car, otherwise he would have had damage. So he must have been far enough away to be able to draw his weapon and shoot this woman at some point. Let's look into some more of the details here. Coming up, 800-259-9231. I think this cop was way out of line. We'll talk more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. And right now we're actually auctioning off a banner. On our website, you can get the second banner from the top. You get it site-wide. You can promote whatever you want. Place your bid. I think it's currently in the $40 range. Auction.freetalklive.com.
How long does it go on for? A
couple more days. Auction.freetalklive.com is where you want to go to place your bid. All right, so we're talking about this cop that shot a woman to death over prescription narcotics. She was in the drive-thru at Walgreens. Probably, you know, one of those 20, they usually have 24-hour drive-thrus, at least they do around here. And so she was trying to pass a fake prescription. Well, what probably happened here was she gave them the prescription in Walgreens, and Walgreens looked at it, and they said, oh, my God, it's obviously fake.
And then they, I don't think your doctor wrote this on notebook paper, lady.
Yeah, well, then they probably, you know, called back down to her and said, okay, we're going to fill this, just give us a few minutes here. And then, you know, she was waiting for it. She thought she had him. And, of course, in fact, they were calling the police.
Called 911, and they sent a patrol car over.
The cop showed up and was questioning her. At some point, she decided she'd had enough and was going to drive away. And
which, if you're not under arrest, is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently she disobeyed the officer's orders, and at some point he shot and killed her because he claims that he felt like he was being threatened, that he was in fear for his life, and then shot and killed this woman. The prosecutors in this case, they presented a case showing that the cop, Mr. Lovelace, was in no danger from Dawn, and that the shooting was not justified. They had charged Lovelace with second-degree murder, which the jury could have reduced to manslaughter. The verdict was not guilty on both options and a charge of endangerment. And again, this story does not go into the actual details of the case, so we're just kind of trying to play with it in our heads. Our board operator suggests that he thought that if he was in front of the car, he might have been slamming his fist down on the hood, and if she gunned it and tried to get away from him, then he might have shot her. But how many cops question people from the front of your car? Well, how often does that happen?
I don't know if you're banging your fists on the hood of a car and the person guns it, you don't have time to reach down, draw your service revolver, and smoke her.
Well, he's thinking maybe he already had his anymore. He's thinking he had his gun drawn already. So it's possible he had his gun drawn already. I suppose he could have been out in front of her car shouting at her to get out or something like that. Again, we have no idea here. But we do know there were five witnesses that did say they saw the man behind her car, that he was running to catch up with her. And nobody has said anything about the forensics in this particular case. But even if this cop was in front of this woman's car, He couldn't possibly have been right in front of it. I can't imagine that he would have been standing right in front of a car. Why would somebody put themselves in that kind of danger?
I don't want to second guess a police officer's use of their weapon if somebody is driving a car at them. Yeah, I don't have as much of a problem. If she's driving a car at him and it looks like she doesn't care if she runs him over, I don't mind. But if there's five people on the jury and she has a bullet wound in her, you know, entering from her backside, not her front side, it seems to me that there's no excuse. Unless the car was found in reverse.
Yeah. I just can't believe that somebody would put themselves in that kind of danger, that a cop would stand in front of a car when he could easily just stand to the side of it. If you're standing to the side of the car, there's no way that you could get run over. It doesn't matter if she guns the engine and drives off.
You might get dinged by the side view mirror, that's the extent of it.
I mean, why would you do that? Are you going to be... why would you do that? I think the cop was totally out of line here, and in this case, now you got a dead woman over prescription narcotics, and I think that's just absolutely asinine. And I wish I knew more about the case.
Yeah. It sounds like he got overzealous with his gun, and it also sounds like, as juries do, they err on the side of law enforcement.
By the way, the place where I found this story was lewrockwell.com, and it was accompanied by an interesting little comment by Aaron Ginn. He says, I have a cousin who works for the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, and he asked his cousin what he thought of the verdict in this particular case. The cousin said, simply stated that he would never question a fellow officer in the line of duty. And besides, she was a felon, a drughead, he exclaimed. In this view, an officer should never be questioned. His or her authority is absolute out in the field. From what I've been able to discern, this attitude is systemic in police officers. The force is a fraternity. They stick together, and they watch each other's backs.
I believe that to be true.
Can you believe that attitude? Oh, there's nothing wrong here. He just killed a drug head. She's just a loser. Who cares that she got shot? Just an incredible lack of caring for the individual in this particular case, doesn't even bother.
I can see the attitude towards not caring about it, you know, them against us against them, the team attitude when it comes to law enforcement. I really can. But the problem is the drug war. If there wasn't a drug war, then you wouldn't have nearly the problem with how bad would you feel if this was somebody who stole something? I don't think you would feel as badly. You know, somebody,
if she got shot and killed?
Right. It's too much.
I agree. It's outrageous to shoot and kill someone who's just running away from the scene of a crime like that. Get the license plate, do a little detective work, and find the person later on. Seems simple to me. So I think it's outrageous. The cops, of course, don't even question one another. Oh, he's just a kid. It's a cop. He shot a felon. She's bad. She's a drug head. And yeah, if the war on drugs was not happening, if there wasn't prescription medications, if we could just go and buy what it was that we wanted to buy, none of this would have happened. Cop would never had to have been called. It would have just been somebody going to buy some hydrocodone or whatever it was that she was after. That's her business. Let her hurt herself if she wants to. More coming back. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issues, personal problems, it's in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of stuff on our website for you, and it's all free. Live streaming included there. We got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Get them for free online at freetalklive.com. So, let's see here. We got lots to do tonight, still to come. We talked already about how Americans are totally clueless about the First Amendment. But still to come, minimum wage. Oh, yes, the minimum wage. We'll talk about that again because here in Florida, they've decided to go ahead and raise the minimum wage and keep on raising it over and over again. We'll tell you about that. Plus, are libertarians anarchists? We will talk about that. And Manwich, what did you have tonight to get to?
Well, I've got the Patriot. The Republican senators are moving to advance the Patriot Act.
What are they doing exactly?
Well, they're Senate Republicans moved Wednesday to prevent Democrats from trying to add more civil liberty safeguards to a renewal of the 2001 Patriot Act due to expire next week.
Hmm.
In a pair of votes orchestrated by Majority Leader Bill Frist, he's a Republican from Tennessee, Senate effectively shut off amendments to a compromise between the White House and libertarian-leaning Republicans, allowing some court challenges to government demands for people's records on terrorism investigations. Democrats complained that the negotiated limits would be virtually meaningless in practice. No one has the right to turn his body into a rubber stamp, said Russell Feingold. I don't know what the heck that means.
I'm not sure either.
The act's chief opponent. The White House played hardball, and the decision was made by some to capitulate. I assume he's talking about the Libertarian Republicans. The procedural wrangling, and they just use the term Libertarian Republicans. That doesn't mean they're actually Libertarian.
Yeah.
Probably more Libertarian-leaning Republicans.
Okay.
The procedural wrangling in the Senate prompted House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Sizenbauer, Republican of Wisconsin, to pull the measure of his chamber's schedule for the day. The House was not expected to vote on the matter until next week. Still, the law appeared headed for passage before 16 major provisions were set to expire on March 10 if the bill was renewing them. If the bill renewing them is not signed into law by President Bush, Congress already has extended the deadline twice on renewing the 2001 anti-terrorism law. And that
right.
Was, you know,
they've kind of bumped it out a month, and then they bumped it out another month because they've just been, I guess, disagreeing amongst what are the new provisions going to be. Whatever they end up being, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Whatever they end up doing, it's going to be anti-freedom. And they talk about some kind of protections in there. Protections from what? Protections from them maybe not even looking at the law, because apparently they don't bother with that anymore with this whole spying thing, right? What law? Secret courts? Forget about that. We'll just bypass this whole law thing, and we'll just do whatever it is that we want to do.
Yeah, privacy's dangerous. Keep that in mind.
The war on terror can't wait for a debate, Republicans said. The civil liberties do not mean much when you're dead, said...
I thought it wasn't a war on terror anymore. I thought it was the long war.
Whatever. That's
okay.
What they're saying.
They're still calling it the war on terror.
Civil
okay.
liberties don't mean much when you're dead, said one Republican.
Yeah, but what does it... What? You don't have, if you don't have liberties, if you don't have the liberty to, say, drive around, we talked to one woman over the weekend on our Saturday show who thought it'd be an okay idea to ban vehicular traffic in America. She thought that'd be just peachy if there was a terrorist threat. It'd make her feel safer. But what about liberty? What about the freedom to travel from point A to point B? What about the ability to make money, to make a living for yourself? She didn't think about all that. And what did she say when we asked her about it? Well, what about Al-Qaeda? So disgusting. Hour number two's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Are libertarians anarchists? We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.